Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing amazing so far in 2021. I really hope that. it's a wild ride this year already. I think we have to look at it that way. It's just one fucking wild adventure after another. I'm sorry that my update is a little late. I just couldn't get into the swing of things for a while there, and then everything was so, you know, interesting, for lack of a better word. I wanted to make sure that I was in the right frame of mind to bring you a good and happy and fun update from me. Not that my life isn't awesome and happy and fun 99% of the time, so I'm one lucky little slut that way. Partly thanks to all of you, and I hate anything negative usually, but I think that some of you think that my job is all joy and orgasms and fun, and yes, mostly it is, but there's the odd day, the very, very odd day that you just get a complete fucking jackass to send you a message. Oh, for lack of a better term. And I try not to take any of that shit to heart. On the bright side, when I get those very, very rare, ignorant, stupid comments, it just makes me appreciate you guys so much more. And yes, all of my other listeners, I'm not saying you have to pay on my Patreon or Subscribestar for me to appreciate you, but all of you that I get the opportunity to interact with are just amazing. So much fun and witty, and it's my joy. And I, you know, look back at some of the stuff that you guys write me or send me or when we chat, and it's one of the things that helps me not even waste another second on anything that might, you know, mess up the good vibes that I've got going. That's maybe my best way of saying thank you so fucking much for your support this month, as I do every month. So that's a different way of saying it, I guess. My holidays were great. I probably took too much of a break. I've become a little lazy in the new year. I gotta get my ass back into things. Not physically lazy. I'm actually doing quite well, keeping up my workout regime and stuff like that. But no, it was a wonderful holiday. I got a few nice things. I wasn't overly spoiled, but I'm a girl who has pretty much everything I need. And I got my box of toys, finally. Some of you heard that in my unboxing audio recently. Just a note on that. The toy, the womanizer type toy that I was using in that audio, it would have really paid for me not to be such a greedy slut and take it out of the package and whip it onto my clit, because there are definitely two settings on the damn toy. One is just a vibration setting, and one is actually the clit sucking setting. So I'm gonna have a future play session with that one where I actually use it for what I bought it for. And yeah, for those of you that don't know, I ordered a whole bunch of toys that finally came in, and I'm going to be looking forward to playing with some of them that I haven't already tried out on that last audio I did in the exclusive sort of toy review and toy play audios I do. Who knows? Maybe I'll even do a live play session in Discord for those of you in those tiers. I haven't decided on that yet. I did have another Discord round of Among Us. I'm dying to play again. I know it's not that sophisticated of a game. It's just fun to play with you all and, you know, get killed and not get killed. And oh my gosh, for those of you that know this game, I swear I couldn't even set this up every single round. Maybe we played, I don't know, 15 rounds? And probably 12 or 13 out of them, I was a freaking imposter. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. Some of you were on that with me. You can vouch for me in the comments. It was terrible. I hate being the imposter. And I hate killing you. And anyways, but it was hilarious. And I, every night I come in and I'm like, oh my God, I should ask if people want to play. But I have stuff that I should be doing and catching up on. And I feel so guilty unless I'm ahead. So I will play again, hopefully soon. Like, by the end of the weekend, we gotta slip in a game. So if any of you are interested, take a look, because I might hop into Discord probably late one night and want to play a couple dozen rounds where I get to kill you all. As long as I'm not the imposter over and over and over again. What else can I update you with? It's it's a little bit hard because we're in lockdown now, so not a lot of amazingly sexy things that I get to be up to doing. I mean, I'm lucky I get to do more than most, but other than the things that I do with you guys, my adventures outside these four walls are limited, to say the least. I know there's a lot of craziness going on in the world, and yes, I have an opinion on all of it. I have opinions on everything, but this isn't the place for my opinions on that. This is the place for fun. This is your escape and mine. So, other than watching the real-life shit show that is on TV 24/7, I've been watching... I stopped now because I think I went on, you know, studly manliness overload. I was watching a series called Animal Kingdom on Netflix. It's a little bit of a drug crime family, which is kind of my thing to watch. But God, it's just got eye candy galore for me as a woman anyway. There's a couple hot chicks in it, but not many. It's really focused on this family of pretty damn hot men. So... I have enjoyed that. I think I'm trying to savor it. So maybe I got to season two. I might have been done season two. I'm not going to give any spoilers if any of you are watching it or going to watch it. But I'm looking forward to getting back to that. So, I'm actually blushing talking about that. Wow. It's and they live in California too, and they surf. So a lot of the times they have their shirts off. And okay. I'm gonna stop there. What else did I have to tell you about? Oh, I added a few more games in Discord. These are like sort of find things and hidden in the picture games. There's a big one that we're working on now for all you sci-fi or space lovers. Maybe I'll put a link to the picture here, and if anyone wants to play along here and try their hand at some of the answers, then go for it. It's fun. It's interesting. I'm not much of a space person, but I did find a good handful as well, so I enjoyed that. I'm not sure what else I have coming up for audios this month. I'm just kind of flying by the seat of my pants again, trying to get back into the swing of things and remember to write 2021 on everything. And I think I'm honestly behind in the voting for the pick of the month from last month in Discord, so I better get my ass in gear with that. I'll probably do that right after this call and set it up so we can vote, so we can get another pick of the month audio in the end of this month. I'm also considering making a tier change, particularly in the Watch With Me tier. I haven't decided on anything yet, and don't worry, I'll give you lots of notice if I do, but it's just becoming a little more difficult with sort of the Pornhub restrictions and certain rules and regulations to find content that remains and is available there. So nothing's for sure yet, and I'm trying to come up with something that'll be fun and exciting and interesting. I don't want to just add a tier or replace a tier that wouldn't be beneficial to us all. But maybe I'll send out another recording, probably including everyone. Maybe some of you have great ideas of some things you want to see. Maybe things you've seen from other performers or other sites, or just ideas you have, and we can come up with something. you know, new and fresh for 2021. And yes, there'll still be some Watch With Me content available this month for those of you still in that tier. Never fear. I like all my other tiers, by the way. I like those who just kind of want a little bit of a sneak peek. I love doing exclusives for those of you that come over to get more. And I love, love, love chatting with some of you. So those are all staying right where they are. Okay, enough about that. What crazy antics have I had this month? Nothing too terrible, other than for those of you that don't know, I had a little bit of a mix up in my toy order. I didn't measure correctly, and some of the things that I was hoping for didn't turn out quite the way I expected. It serves me right for not measuring well. And that includes bags, actually. I just got my replacement shipment today because I ordered these like velvet bags with like silk lining so that I don't have to keep the boxes that all my toys come in, and I can put them in their own little bags and zip them up. It's more discreet. Plus, it's easier for me to store them in my naughty drawer down here. But of course, I didn't measure the size of these stupid bags correctly, and the sort of suction cup dildo that I bought that's pretty big does not fit in the bag. It barely fits width-wise. The length of it, either the balls stick out of the end of the bag or the head of the cock sticks out of the end of the bag. So I ended up having to order new bags, and they've just arrived. They're right here. Actually, maybe I will open them with you and see if I did a better job this time. They're supposed to be really big, probably too big, but since I've got you. Jesus, this is loud, isn't it? Okay, hang on. Oh, these are folded. Let's see. Oh my. Jesus Christ. Well. Jesus. This is humongous. Okay. Never mind. Hang on. Let me just, I'm just getting my, this rubber dildo that, no, I haven't tried it out yet. I'll probably try it out with you. And it's still so ghostly pale white, and it is like, it's got girth on it. This is slapping it against my palm. It's really, feels really realistic though, quite frankly. I wish it had a bigger head on it. Okay, I'm delving into toy review time, so I'll stop. But now I'm going to plunk this in this new bag, and oh, look at that. There's probably room for like six of these dildos in the size of this bag. Okay, no, not six. Maybe definitely three. It's so big, but it does the trick, ladies and gentlemen. It's more than enough room needed. I'm trying to compare this to something. You know what it reminds me of? I don't know if you've ever been to a hotel and they've given you, like, free slippers and they've given you a slipper bag. So it's a... I don't know if that's a normal thing or not. I just remember someone giving me a bag of slippers. Okay. I'm losing it. I'm so sorry. Okay, so you know what? Why don't I just look on the site where I got them, and I will give you the actual dimensions in the post for this audio. So those of you who can measure will know exactly how big the bag was, but it can definitely hold at least three or four rubber dildos in it. That's just another peek into my insane mind. Oh God, I'm probably going to lose subscribers over this one. I just know it. Jesus. Anyways, I am who I am. Crazy, nutty, horny lady. And I love having you all here. If you want me to tailor these monthly updates to not add all my kookiness, I will try to do that. Just let me know. But a break from reality is always good for the soul, for all of us. Thank you so fucking much for supporting me here. It truly brightens my every single day. Lots of love and big-breasted hugs to you all from me. And let's hope 2021 just keeps getting better and better and better with every day that passes. Thank you, and bye for now, everyone. Lacey.